This goes to Morgan Stoneman, S-T-O-N-E-M-A-N, and like November, P like practice. Fax is 989-875-5168. Regarding Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y, Cisco, S-I-S-C-O hyphen Reyes, R-E-Y-E-S. Date of birth, 11/30/1976. Dear Ms. Stoneman, this is a follow-up visit for for Tracy, who was seen in consultation on January 27th of this year for hematuria, proteinuria, and preserved renal function. And she had a history of Wilms tumor on her right kidney and a right nephrectomy. And also she had a kidney stone in the left ureter that was causing obstruction and has been followed by Dr. Cotant, C-O-T-A-N-T, in Mount Pleasant on a regular basis for this problem. And she does require urethral dilations also about twice a year, she reports. No nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. She feels as if she's emptying her bladder very well currently, and no edema or claudication symptoms. Medications, medication list is reviewed and is unchanged. Physical exam, weight is 116 pounds, and this is unchanged from January 27th. Pulse is 69, and blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 120/68. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular. Abdomen soft without ascites. No peripheral edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done January 30th of 2026. Creatinine stable at 0.95, estimated GFR greater than 60. Albumin 4.5, phosphorus 3.6. Calcium is 9.7, sodium 137, potassium 4.4, carbon dioxide 24, hemoglobin 13.7, normal white count, normal platelets. MCV was slightly higher than normal at 102, and the MCHC is 33.6. Urinalysis, moderate blood, no protein. No bacteria and many squamous cells, and she does self-catheterizations regularly. Protein to creatinine ratio is mildly elevated at 0.27. Assessment and plan, one, chronic hematuria, two, proteinuria and history of right nephrectomy for Wilms tumor. The patient will continue to get lab studies done every 6 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP, / Jose Fuente, MD.